What up? And welcome to Candid Convos. I'm, of course, is your boy, Marty the Greatest. I'm only the greatest because I serve the greatest. And if you serve the greatest, then you are the greatest, too. And, look, we also have my girl, Tavy. Tavy, you there?
Hi.
And, of course, we got my boy, KS. He's the KS legend, and he's also the host of the Kingdom Supporter Show. We got Alicio J. Torres.
Check in the building. What's happening, y'all? What's happening?
Hey, man, it's a live night. I don't know about y'all, but I'm amped. I'm ready to get to these convos. What about you?
I am ready.
So, look, man, before we get into it, we just want to tell you a little bit about the show. Of course, this is Candid Convos, and this just, you know, three friends just getting together, just talking about life, talking about what's going on. And look, we used to do this, having phone conversations, and it used to be pretty funny. So, look, we're going to have fun talking about these conversations. And look, you get to have fun listening to us. So we're going to get into it. But before we get into it, I have to know, Tavy, how was your weekend?
Oh, my weekend, it was good,
yeah.
You know. Yeah, I found out I am an auntie now, yay.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
That
deserves a hand clap.
I know, I'm excited, you know, I get some help. Thank you.
Yeah. So, Alicio, how was your weekend?
You already know what my weekend was like, bro. I had a radio show Friday with the homie BRM, and then I turned around on Saturday morning, and I interviewed the homie Zill, the artist, from Pennsylvania, I believe. So he talked about mental health, and both interviews were legendary. Both interviews were epic. Playlist was crazy. Had some crazy callers call in to chime in and just give their thoughts and encouragement. And then on Sunday, of course, had to spend time with the Lord and with my son. And then back Monday morning, it was back to work. So I had a great weekend, though. Thanks for asking, bro.
Oh, man, look, I had a good weekend. I'm glad y'all had a good weekend. I basically time at home. Like, I don't know if we notice how much we, like, really rip and run these days, that you don't really just get time to just sit on the couch and just chill, you know, which I didn't get time to sit on the couch. I fold clothes. And, you know, I wash dishes and stuff like that. You know, I did a few knickknacks around the house. But, we just don't give time to spend time in our house. Y'all get a lot of time to spend time in your house?
Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah,
I do
a lot of work. I do the same thing you do.
Tavy was like, look, I be in my house. I don't know where else I would be.
Right. So,
but and of course Sunday, you gotta give our time in with God, and you know, I was able to preach this Sunday, and the message was called Cry Baby. Nothing? No. I thought I was gonna get a bigger reaction to that. I thought y'all was gonna be like, what? What? No. But yeah, it was called Cry Baby. And, you know, it went well. It was well received. And if you want to check it out, you can go look me up on Facebook. Just type in Marty the Greatest. That's all together. One word, Marty the Greatest. And, but hey, we're going to get into it. We got a couple of topics we don't talk about. And we got to give y'all an important disclaimer because we don't want nobody to ask. Don't at me because I don't read my messages. So don't at me. But we're going to go ahead and give our important disclaimer. So basically, like we said, we talk about Candid Convos here. So if you're a Christian, we might talk about something that makes you clutch your pearls. The disclaimer. And if you're not really into the Christian scene, maybe you're agnostic, maybe whatever, we're going to get Christian. We all three of us are followers. And, you know, we like to talk about things that's going on in the world, but we also like to put a spiritual spin on it, and we like to look at it from a spiritual way. So we're going to – hey, Christians can have fun too, right, y'all? Christians can have fun too, right?
That's right.
So we're going to have fun. So without further ado, we about to get into these topics. Let's take off.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
All right, all right, all right, all right. So our first topic to the night, I'm trying to see how I can bring it up. You know what, Licio, go drop that Chris Rock clip for me real quick. So later,
all right, you guys, without any further ado, here's the Chris Rock clip. Enjoy.
Well, before we even get started, let's the elephant in the room. President Trump's in the hospital from COVID. And I just want to say my heart goes out to COVID. So
there you have it. Our president, your president, unfortunately have COVID. So he have COVID. So before we go into the details of the story, I kind of want to get, Tavy, what was your initial reaction?
I was like, oh, no. No, that can't be happening. Oh no, I thought he was real safer than that. I don't know what happened.
Safer. I mean, you gotta wear a mask. Yeah.
Exactly. I don't know what he was doing. I think he learned his lesson. I hope he did.
Well, that's why we're getting into it tonight, because, I mean, you would think he would be the safest person on the earth, you know, right?
Right.
But the fact of the matter is like, people can only protect you so much, you know, if you don't protect yourself. That's like, you know, you getting shot at and me jumping in front of you and you jumping back in front of me. It's like, okay, I can't help you then.
Right?
Right? Like, I'm trying to take the bullet for you, but you like, nah, I'm, you know, and it's like, you know, he's trying to be the Secret Service, even though the Secret Service is the Secret Service. If that makes any sense. I don't know. Mm-hmm. That probably don't make sense. Licio, your initial reaction.
To be honest with you, when I read the headlines, I kind of asked myself, is it true? Because does he have it? Or, like, does his whole family have it? Like, how did he get it? Blah, 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 blah. And then a couple of hours went by, and then the headlines start to come out more. Was, like, what is it? I don't want to say, is it a conspiracy? But is this a scheme to keep him in the White House? So it's a bunch of different topics.
Right.
It's a bunch of different questions that circle around this COVID-19 and our president having it. Is it real?
So, Tavy, did you think it was a conspiracy theory too?
In a way, I did. I was like, this can't be. He can't be sick.
This is why we are all friends.
It's a chance he may have it.
This is why we are all friends, because we all thought it was a conspiracy theory right off the bat. This is why we are friends.
Right. Is it a way to push the vaccine to make sure that we all get the vaccine? So it's a bunch of different questions that go into it. It's a bunch of different thought processes, because each and every individual has their own individual perspective. Some people wear masks, some people don't wear masks. Some people just stay in the house and send their mama to the store with the mask to get the groceries.
Exactly.
Some people don't even believe in wearing masks.
That's the bad people.
It's a crazy time to be a human being. But we're all human. We all have our own perspectives, and which is why we are on the Candid Convos show.
Exactly.
To talk about things like this.
I'm gonna tell y'all what got me, that made me thought that it was a conspiracy theory. So I don't know if y'all know what happened last week, but last week, of course, his taxes came out. And his taxes showed that either he was a broke boy, like a real-world broke boy, like no billionaire, straight broke boy, like, hey, Licio, can I borrow $20, broke boy?
And, right.
Right.
Or either he evaded taxes. which neither one is good because he put himself out there as a billionaire, and then if it's the other, then if you evaded taxes, now you're going to jail. That's the like the 15th thing you probably going to go to jail for, right? So he kind of stuck in between a rock and a hard place. Now, the first lady, I'm not sure if y'all are tracking this, but the first lady tapes was released of her cussing up the storm and talking about how she don't like Christmas.
Ooh. Yeah, wow. And like her,
well, this happened last week. I'm going to give you a quick synopsis on it. So her friend, the first lady friend, basically was in the White House working for her. They was friends once she became first lady. She's like, you know, I want my, like, Alicia. Alicia will come to president. He probably going to pick me as vice president. Probably going to choose you as secretary of state, right? You know, because I want my people, right? The people I trust. So she brought her into the White House, and they put her in charge of the inauguration. Now, the funny thing about the inauguration is that money is ran by the people who donate to his campaign. So that's taxpayer money. So come to find out, that money, they wasn't just using it for the inauguration, which makes sense because he didn't have that much people at his inauguration based on the pictures, right? So they was using that money to pay some of his debts off and to pay some of his lawsuits that he had against them. They told, since her friend was in charge of it, they threw her under the bus. They say, hey, what's your name? Maggie? It's a bus. Get under it. Look what they did to her. So when she found this out, she told Melania, like, hey, they trying to throw me under the bus. And Melania was like, yeah, I know. I don't know. That was funny to me. Because, I mean, if you tell your friend that if I come to Lisa and say, hey, they trying to throw me on the bus, Lisa be like, oh, you know, I'm going to stop this. But no, she was just like, yeah, I know. So basically, she got fired and she got a misdemeanor charge. She got her stuff knocked down to a misdemeanor charge. So she didn't go to jail. But once she realized that Melania wasn't going to do anything for her, she kept the friendship going with Melania so she could record phone conversations with Melania. So she recorded phone conversations, and that's how she got these recordings on Melania. So these recordings came out, and a lot of people, Melania had a lot of fans because they didn't think that she was like Donald Trump. But what the phone recordings exposed is that she don't like him, but she's just like him. Now, it makes sense? She don't like him, but she's just like him. I mean, she's a rich
person. I think I did read into that. I actually did. I think it was on. I think I was looking at YouTube, and I seen something like that. She had some recordings of it, and she said, "I have more." And I'm like, "What?" And now come to think about it, I actually did look into that, and I'm like, "Oh my god!" Because I used to see her. She was on this show with Trump, right? And I think at the time he was like this billionaire or so, and he was on this show. What was the name of the show again?
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? No, it wasn't. You remember the You're Fired? You Fired, Eliseo? You're Fired?
I think it was. It might have been that show.
Now, y'all know I don't even watch TV. I grind. I promote my show. Watch TV.
That's true.
I don't even watch TV at all. Unless it's WWE on Hulu or Disney Plus, I don't even watch TV, y'all. I'm just being honest with you. I don't watch TV and I don't listen to the radio. That's just me.
I ain't gonna lie. I knew he had that. He had that show, but I still wasn't a huge fan of him. Like. You know, to get back on the point, another thing it would make sense that they would want to distract from that bad week that they was having. But what really brought it home to me is, like, Melania Trump is known for, like, to be this mom. Like, she take care of the youngest son. But he didn't have COVID. So that's what really made me thought that it was a conspiracy. Because if you taking care of your child as a mother and he don't have COVID, then it's a lie. That's just it for me. Like, you have to die for me to believe that you actually had it. I'm sorry. I know that may be a little bit rough to say, but I told y'all on this show, you're going to clutch your pearl. You're going to clutch them. Lisa, what would make you believe that he had it?
If he died. Because really, I know people personally who have passed away from this specific disease, and that would take the cake for me. That would make me believe, like, oh, yeah, President Trump really did have COVID-19 because now he's dead. But then again, do people still fake their deaths? Because they fake deaths in movies.
And that was another thing I was thinking about.
Oh, you said it. I'm glad you said it.
Because that was another thing I was thinking about. What if they was doing this to fake their debt so they could get out of debt? You know, out of the people that they owe.
Oh.
I think we on to something, y'all. I think we should probably get on the subject before the government come at us.
Oh, no.
You know they listening.
Right.
You know? But there's more to the story, y'all. So let's get to the second part of the story. So of course we know he have COVID. So basically, he released a video Saturday, basically letting America know that, hey, I'm okay, I'm good. So there was all these different information going out, like, oh, he's doing real bad, his oxygen level dropped, they had to put him on oxygen, and then it was like, okay, but he released a video saying, I'm good. Right? So in that video, he said, I see how serious COVID is now. And he said, I understand it a lot better now. Y'all going to see. Directly after he said this, he got into an up-armored SUV with his Secret Services, drove out of the hospital to wave at his supporters that was in front of the hospital. Now, this is a bad thing because I know y'all know I'm in the military, right? So,
yeah,
in an up-armored vehicle, it's sealed so there won't be chemical attacks. So that means he had three other Secret Service members in that vehicle with him. And you have coronavirus. And a mask don't necessarily stop you from getting coronavirus. It just stops you from getting the whole full dosage of it. Right? So, but the fact of the matter is that it can stop you from getting it or stop you from getting all of it, depending on the situation. But he's in a sealed vehicle with these people who don't have coronavirus, who most likely now have it because they have to go protect you for you driving out of the hospital. Now, he wasn't medically cleared to get out the hospital. He just wanted to go wave to his supporters. How irresponsible is that? Then the last thing, he just returned to the White House today, and he had the mask on. He took the mask off and walked into the White House. Katie, what's your thoughts?
That is so not safe, especially if you know you have it, and you can give it to your family. Now you put your whole family in jeopardy.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Because, see, when you know, I work at Publix, right? The Daily Department.
Mm-hmm.
There was a time where I had to be quarantined because somebody came to work with it, and we had no clue. So it was basically like nine of us. Yes. Now, either of us could have had it,
mm-hmm.
but because we did what we had to do, you know, they called me out of the blue. I was off. This was the time when I was working overnight as well. I had two jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So they called me the next day when I was off from Publix and I had to work the overnight shift. But I didn't make it the overnight shift because that manager said that I had to be quarantined for 14 days. So I turned around and told my other job about this, and I couldn't go to work. So I was out.
Yeah.
I ended up out more than 14 days, to be honest. They told me I had to take two tests.
Oh.
So it was.
Lisa, have you been quarantined yet? Alicia, have you had to go do quarantine?
I have not had corona, COVID-19. I have not had a cough. I have not missed a paycheck. I'm living my best life in 2020.
I had to quarantine, too, so I know how you feel, Tavy. I had to quarantine for 14 days.
Right.
And, of course, I got a one-year-old. I have my 8-year-old daughter. Give me hand claps because we just adopted her back in June. Can I get some hand claps on that one? Any hand claps on that one? We adopted her in June.
Hey.
Appreciate it, y'all. For me, the quarantine, what made the quarantine hard is that I couldn't love on him. I couldn't hold my baby. I couldn't do anything until I got the test back. Like, I couldn't be with him. I couldn't kiss my wife. None of that, like, until I got the test back. So was that the same? Was that your experience, Tavy?
Yeah, it got to the point because I stay with a friend of mine, you know, and she has kids and stuff. And the baby, Isaac, he likes to run in there, and, you know, he wants me to hold him and stuff. And then Mariah, like, she's like, Tay, you know, because my nickname is Tay. Hey, Tay, where you been at? You know, every time you see me, say, hey, Tay. They get excited. They want to jump up. They want to hug me. But I couldn't do none of that. And I was in a room, and it felt like I had it, but I didn't. So it got to the point where I almost became depressed, you know. And I'm like, okay, this is not me.
Yeah.
I got to stay strong in here. I got to be strong-minded. I can't think negative. I know I don't have it. And even when I went to the doctor, you know, because they were saying, oh, you know you need to take it. I said, I know, but I don't have it. I kept saying that. And she was like, but you don't know. No, I'm not. Nobody's going to speak that on my life, and I'm not going to speak it on mine.
Yeah.
I don't have it.
Exactly.
You know, I stood my ground.
Exactly.
I'm not going to accept that.
I kept on saying, I'm pretty sure I don't have it. I don't got it. It's okay. And I think that's the, it's like, look, if you listen to this right now, mask up, man. wear some sanitizers, you know, social distance, you know. I mean, mask up because it's not just about you. It's the fact that you could be good with it, but kill about 4 or 5 people by being around it. I mean, you agree, you agree, Licio?
I definitely agree. Like I said, like, I have a friend from high school that I still talk to now, and her relatives, multiple relatives within a month span died from this pandemic. From COVID-19 is not a joke. It's not something to play with. And every state is requiring everybody that if you are in a public place, wear a mask. It is
rare.
I'm not sure if it's the law now, but we definitely need to enforce it, and we definitely need to stand by it because it is killing people left and right. It has slowed down recently, but the threat is still out there, and we have to take precautions.
Now.
And we gotta be serious, and we gotta be more intentional about keeping ourselves safe as well as every member in our household safe.
Yeah, I mean, we got to be safe, man. We have to be safe. I think we all agreeing on this, that this is the most scary thing about it is that, you know, we don't know enough about it, and you really can't say whether you're going to survive or not with it. I think that's
right.
The most scary thing is it's not know.
And then they say that symptoms don't start to show until, like, after, like, or something.
Yeah.
Like a common cold.
How many people
you
see in a week?
Within 3 days. So with, like, COVID, you got a whole week before you see the first time or the first symptom. So you never know.
Yeah.
Again, we just got to protect ourselves. You got to be more intentional about it, you guys. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
Look, Us at Candid Convos, we know how serious this is, and we take it serious. I know we stay masked up, and I know it could be depressing. If y'all listen to this, I know it could be depressing to y'all, but that's okay because I believe Alicio got something that could pick our spirits up. What you got, Alicio?
Well, you guys, I have a special friend from California who put his heart, his perspective, inside of a clip called The Answer, and we have the answer for you and everything that's going on in the world right now, and hopefully this will encourage you. Here's Million with The Answer. Check it out.
Pardon me if my speech seems tempered with passion, but lately my life ain't been no crystal stair. Instead of graduations and walking across stages and going to basketball games, I'm seeing riots and fires and people who are dying from a lack of air. I would speak, but see, the way this mask on my face is set up, I'm a little distant, and frankly, I'm tired. And I really don't understand the argument, because some of us have been wearing masks to church long before they were required, but I digress. We smile, but see, depression has a funny way with timing, because as soon as I think it's gonna get better, the news only reminds me every 4 minutes exactly how many people are dying. This can't be life. They say things get better with time. How, Sway? Because Ahmaud Arbery, George Floyd, and Breonna Taylor didn't get more time. Instead, time rewarded them with death the hard way. I want to keep the faith, but I'd be lying if I didn't say sometimes I feel forgotten, because never leave me nor forsake me seems to fade when my brothers and sisters are rotten. The pastor spoke about racism on Sunday, but that was weeks ago, and now we're on to the next. While Robert Fuller and Malcolm Harsh were found in sunny Southern California in a tree hanging by their necks, so I need answers. Because if red and yellow, black and white are all precious in his sight, then why does fear now come in squad cars when police come out at night? If we can launch people into space where no one is, why can't we get ventilators in hospitals just so people can live? I don't see the issue, because you're telling me my car can park itself, drive itself, but I can't go to the store and buy tissue. Something ain't adding up. I've been in the house 3 whole months, and life will never be the same. I got gloves, I got masks, I got disinfectant. I bought this story hook, line, and sinker. I've sanitized my hands so much, alcohol is coming out my pores, and I have never been a drinker, so I need answers. So what do I do? Me? Oh, I turn to the place this record has never been wrong. Written over 2,000 years ago and still correct, still right, still true, song after song. See, this story, like so many before, was already in the bookcases. There will be nation rising up against nation, pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. I know you feel like there's no hope, and this world is in a downward spiral. But can I tell you something? At the peak of hopelessness is a perfect time for revival. Because God has never lost, and he is still on the throne, and he will reign forever after statues, after flags, protesters, and corona are all long gone. There is a hope found in him that this world needs to know, and it's up to us, it is up to you, to make sure that his love is known. My brother, my sister, our skin color don't make us divided, because the blood that was shed on Calvary is relentless, and it has hope, joy, and unity inside it. You looking for an answer? Well, let me be frank and very clear. The only answer that will change anything in this world is Jesus, and he is, as he has always been, right here. He is the answer.
You guys, like Million said, Jesus is the answer to what is going on in our world today. Of course, everything is going in a downward spiral for some of us, but also, some of us, we have not lost our jobs. Like I said, we have not missed a paycheck. Our families are healthy and well. And guys, we just want to give a big shout out to our sponsor on tonight from Overcome Apparel. And we are going to play the commercial next. And then we're going to get into the faith-based topic which is in the next segment. So keep it locked, you guys. Here's Overcomer Apparel. Check it out.
Overcomer Apparel, a premium Christian clothing company that boldly displays and promotes a message of victory and hope. This is more than a brand. It's a testimony. Connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/Overcomer Apparel. And check out all the fresh merchandise at www.overcomerapparel.org. Get your gear today and let everyone know that you are more than an overcomer through Christ. Revelations 12:11. And they overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
All right. I'm checking out overcomer.com right now. So if you could bring in the next topic, Eliseo, so while I check out some of these new fits that I'm about to get.
Amen. Well, of course, we all talked about politics. Million has already given us the answer being Jesus. And our next topic is going to be faith-based topics. And I stumbled across something a little crazy. Tavion, I'm not sure if you knew this or not, but a couple months ago in the summer of 2020, TikTok had been deleting and removing pictures of videos from Christians that are doing either dances or playing songs while they dance or whatever the case may be. Tavion, did you know about TikTok removing videos, and how do you feel about that?
I recently found out about it, like a week ago, and I did not know at one point, you know, because I do some of them, but, you know, I don't do all of the other dances because they have so many dances that's inappropriate, but yeah. I don't know why it was, you know, why they were taking off the Christian ones. I don't understand that part. Maybe they have something against it.
So they say that it was against their guidelines and their policies. I'm not really sure how, but from the two profiles that I looked at, some of them had over 100,000 views. And I'm guessing once you get X amount of number of views, you open
right
up your profile to partnerships or to different sponsors and whatever the case may be. And I'm guessing like after so many videos, because you build up your audience, of course, and it gives TikTok an alert, like the creators, the organizers, the people that design TikTok, it gives them an alert.
Right.
And they check you out, and if it's against their guidelines, if it's against their community policies, then they remove your videos and sometimes take down your whole profile. I did not know about this until probably about 2 weeks ago, and it shocked me because it happened inside the USA and outside of the USA. So it was different for me. Marty, what do you think?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
Well, I'm woefully unprepared for TikTok because I'm not a good dancer. I'm the two-step guy. That's it. You know, two-step, I'll be in my pocket. If I go any outside of a two-step, y'all gonna start laughing at me. So I don't dance too well. I know my daughter is big into TikTok. And, you know, I read the story just like we all did. And I was just like, okay, it makes sense. I mean, it's a China-based company. If I do, I do believe that's what it said in the article. And you know, what you think about China? You think about communists, you know, government control. So I mean, and there are these guys who sang with B.B. Winans, three Vietnamese, I'm gonna say Asian guys because I don't know what their nationality is, but. Then they sang awesome. They sang a whole bunch of gospel songs. So they made a song with, B.B. Winans, and they had to move out of the states, because being to be a Christian is hard in China, you know, because it's pretty much ridiculed. So I mean, it makes sense. It's on brand from what you hear about China and Christian wise. So I mean, as far as me, I'm just like, we gotta push, you know, push, and if that's the case, try to get them, find some way to get them away, because the message still got to go out. message still got to go in. And from what I'm reading the article, they're not letting up. Like, they still have some of the Christian creators banned till this day. So I don't know what's the answer. Well, Jesus is always the answer, but I mean, I don't know. I thought TikTok was homeless. I mean, I was homeless. I thought TikTok was harmless. I literally thought it was harmless. So when you start hearing all of these, you know, it's just one of those things like you don't pay attention to, and you're like, oh, that's cool, that's cute, that's what the kid's doing. So, but now it's like, oh man, this thing may be a diabolical plan all along. Crazy, right? Crazy.
Very crazy.
Yeah.
Very crazy. Now, you guys know that this is Candid Convos, and it's just us three friends. We're sitting down talking about recent topics, about what articles or what stories caught our eye, what made our brains think about a different outcome. So I stumbled across a video while doing my research about the TikTok videos. I stumbled across a video about a African-American father protecting his three sons as this gunman started letting off rounds and shooting inside of a car dealership. First and foremost, the last thing you think about when you go shopping for a new car for yourself or for your wife or your friend or whatever is somebody shooting. Is somebody shooting. Okay? You might think about a very exclusive car pulling up, or somebody purchasing a new car, or whatever the case may be, or rent a car. But never somebody shooting at the car dealership that you are purchasing a car at. You guys, I saw this video, and the father, he protected his three sons with his very own body. And literally, within seconds of him pulling his son off the couch, the gunman shot a bullet through the back of the couch. It came out the front, and it was in the same spot where his son was sitting. So literally, seconds after his son had got put onto the floor and protected him, literally seconds after that, the bullet went right through the couch. So if his son was sitting right there, his son would have got shot. And who knows what would have happened, if the son would have been dead or would have been paralyzed from the torso up. Who knows? But God allowed this African-American dad to protect his son. Of course, the dad ended up getting shot on an accident because the gunman, he shot more than one bullet through the couch where they were sitting. So he's injured. I'm not sure if it's permanently or not, but he did lose his construction contract because he was a construction worker. But he had to be dad. And like he said in the video, during the Inside Edition interview, that he was just being a dad. He would do the same thing that any father do. Now, Marty, I do know that you have two baby girls. What would your reaction be if somebody started shooting at a car dealership? Would you have done what the father had did? What would you have done?
The same. I mean, it's almost like a knee-jerk reaction. It's like once you have kids, everything is about them. You know, I mean, I tell a whole lot of, you know, young people who looking to have kids or you know, first of all, I tell them wait, because if you have a kid, look, that's 18 years of work. You can't, you know, transfer that out. You gotta do that bid. That's like having a prison sentence sometimes. All right. You can't get no good time for behaving, no parole, no nothing. You gotta go through them 8 years. I mean, them 18 years, you gotta serve them straight up. So, but the fact of the matter is that, like, when you, it's not about you, and the first thing, a good parent is always gonna think about their kids first. And he did I believe most parents would have did in a heat of the moment. It's me or them, and it's definitely not them. It's definitely me, because I mean, once you have your kids, your life is not over. But it's a signal that okay, when you out of this world, they still gonna be in this world, hopefully. You know?
Right. All right. Well, we're switching gears from Marty. What about you, Tavie? If you would be a mother in the future, or your sisters, and if you are shopping or just somewhere in public, and somebody started shooting, what would your reaction be?
My reaction to that, if I was with, you know, my friends, because we do go to the store, you know, sometimes if we need something or they need something to get, I would literally not do the same. I, you know, move them out the way, because they're probably going to hit me before they hit them, you know.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
that's my instinct too. Like, I'm not a mother, but, you know, as a sister who's, you know, just trying to protect her siblings and stuff like that, I'm going to do what I have to do, you know, to make sure they are okay, you know, because
yeah,
I don't want them to be in harm's way, and I don't want nothing to happen to them, you know. Like, if I get hurt and something happens, you know, that would kill me, you know, in the inside, like, slowly. And I probably wouldn't forgive myself. But even though I know it wasn't my fault, but it's like, okay, this person's there, and it's like, it should have been me, you know?
Yeah.
I would have blamed that on myself. So I would have done the same thing, and, you know, I applaud him for, you know,
big ups.
Mom, you know.
Big ups to that father. I mean,
yeah,
that's crazy. My question is, who just shoot up a car dealership?
Like, what happened outside that made you want to shoot up the car dealership?
Yeah,
what
about
cars the car?
Triggered you?
Like, oh, you ain't have a Volvo?
Really? I got you. Don't worry about it. Bet. A Volvo? I'm coming right back. Like, what about a big car dealership make people mad? There's nothing about a car dealership. Maybe high interest rates. I ain't gonna lie. High interest rates would make me go off the handle.
I know is that it was crazy. It was crazy to see from the security camera. It was crazy. I can't even explain it other than crazy. Because in 30 years, I've never heard of anybody shooting up a car dealership. Never.
That was the first time.
That was the first.
That is the first time in my life I've seen something like that.
Well, guys, I wanted to get y'all opinion on something. And it's spiritual based. I wanted to get your opinion on something, right?
Yeah.
And I can't go into too much detail because it is something personal. But so there is this mother, she go to this church that I know. She's like the mother of the church. She's been going there for like maybe 30 to 40. I wouldn't be surprised if she's been going to that church for 50 years. Then seeing so many kids come to that church, then seeing that church from been in that church helping it build up to rise to it having like 1,000 members, to see it having many churches, different other cities and states. And so, unfortunately, she went home to see the Lord this week. And so somebody on Facebook put mother such and such died. And her family didn't have any insurance, and her family need help to pay for the funeral. Now, most of the people reacted to the post saying, "This is ridiculous. You mean to tell me that lady been serving in that church for all these years, and the church not gonna pay for a funeral? She'd have been laboring in that church for all these years, and they just can't put the bill for a funeral, you know?" And it was more than one person saying that. So now, before I get your opinion on it, I do want to say that it was kind of took out of context because the church is paying for the mother's funeral. The person was actually putting it out there to see if people wanted to give extra money to help the family out, since she's not going to actually leave any money to the family or anything like that, to help to get flowers for a grave and stuff like that. So the church is paying for the funeral, but the initial reaction was that they're not paying for. So my what I wanted to get y'all opinion on is, Do y'all think that's something in the church purview, something the church should do for a long time? Is that something like, no, that's not the responsibility of the church? What's y'all opinion on it?
Well, my opinion on it, yeah, my opinion on that, like, I would say, like, my family would actually be the one, you know, trying to pay on everything because, you know, we don't want to, like, put everything on the church because really it's, you know, it's not their family that, like, we want to be able to make sure they're put down to rest comfortably or so, you know. We wouldn't put that on the church, not unless we really, really need it, you know, because it just wouldn't make any sense to do that. And now that, you know, most of my family members got life insurance, so that way we don't have to struggle like that, you know.
Yeah.
So it's good to have life insurance. So it's good that your family so has that for that family member just in case anybody, you know, pass away or so. Then you don't have to go to the church or, you know, try to get donations so just to get this money up. You know, you have to plan ahead of time because you don't know when you're going to leave. You don't know when the family member is going to leave.
Yeah, that's right. What's your take on it, Lisa?
So I believe that since she was a long-term church member, she wasn't just a lady who just showed up one Sunday out of the year. The kids knew her, the pastors knew her, and so forth. So I believe, in my opinion, that it's that I agree with the church helping out financially to the best of their extent, but also how the person worded the caption on Facebook on social media, maybe they could have said it a better way to get a better reaction instead of all of the negative comments. But that's another topic. I'm answering your question, which is yes, the church should help out financially if they're able to.
Yeah.
Because when a church member has, when they lose their home in a fire or whatever the case may be, they take up a collection, they take up an offering, and they give it to the parent or the family that lost all their stuff. So it's the same way when someone dies.
Especially if
initial,
you knew the person. The initial spirit I got from it is that why are you asking the former members of the church or the current members of the church when, you know, she didn't just serve us, she served the church, you know, for so many years, you know, so that's what I was getting. And like I said, I see it from both sides. I see it from both sides because maybe that church ain't doing so hot, you know, right now. Maybe that church ain't doing so hot. So in retrospect, you can say, hey, why the church ain't, but some, you know, hey, lights cost, water costs. All right. It ain't free to come in and worship. I don't care what anybody say. It's not free to come and worship. So, I mean, But the fact of the matter is, I understand if they, and that's what the Lisa, to your point, the way it was written was like church was like, oh, that's, she died, oh, that's sad. Well, now y'all let us know how that works out, right? That's why I said the communication got to be better. If we learn anything from this, is that you got to communicate better because, I mean, and maybe not be so up in arms because at the same time, I'm like, oh, come on, guys. You don't have to go so quick on the post and just go straight ham. You don't got no bread yet. Don't even go, you know, you don't got no bread to make a sandwich. Don't go straight ham, you know. So, that's the way I looked at it. But, I mean, they got it all together, and hopefully they got it. You know, I actually talked to the person who made the post. I actually talked to the person who made the post and told them, hey, you probably should communicate this. I mean, they're not entirely wrong with what they're saying. But, I mean, like Tapey said, we all have to pitch in. You know, we all have to pitch in. Right. But the church that did get the – and that pastor's been that church, that pastor, I mean, for that church for the entirety. keep that pastor in your prayers, because he had corona too. So he's still technically recovering from it. He don't have it anymore, but it does have after effects. If you don't think corona got after effects, mm-hmm. mask up. It got after effects. Trust me. It got right. stuff that stays with you. But, yeah, so I just wanted to get your opinion. We on lockstep. This is why we friends. This is why we have the candid combos. Because, low key though, Tavy did disagree with Alicia. I'm not being messy. I would just point that out. Just point that out. So, but we came together. We came together on it. And last topic we have for the night, are y'all having fun? I am having fun.
We got about 8 more minutes, you guys. I'm having a lot of fun.
I hope they're having fun, you know, and seeing how we talk. It's just like anybody would talk with their own friends on the phone. But basically, our last topic of the night is, okay, of course, I know you did, Tavy. I'm not sure if Licio. If you've seen the last week's debate, we're going to close with politics. We're open with it, we're going to close with it. If you've seen last week's debate, it was crazy, right, Tavy?
Yeah.
It was.
Oh, my.
Did you see any highlights from it, Licio, at all?
I did.
Any highlights?
And the person that was orchestrating the convo, the debate, it seemed like he was like a mother that was telling her two kids to shut up and sit down. Like, they just kept interrupting each other. I was like, what is going on? It was like a 5-minute clip. And, like, Donald Trump, he just interrupts Biden. And, like, Biden would, like, snicker with, like, Trump was talking. I was like, what is happening right now? It was a mess. It was crazy.
And he's supposed to be the grown up.
I'm glad I didn't watch it live, but it was crazy.
But I mean,
I probably would have to turn the TV off.
Oh man, see, it don't make me mad. It's like, you got to know when you. I mean, of course, we gonna get spirit. I guess this is where we get spiritual deep. But I guess you know the Bible says we in the world, not of it. So when you like really understand what that means, to know that, okay, no matter what goes on, no matter who's the president, God got me, I'm taken care of. You just laugh at stuff. You just like, I was laughing my behind off. It was sad, of course. In my head, I'm thinking like, this is crazy, this is ridiculous. But all I could do is laugh because I'm like, Lisa's entertaining. Oh, it was super insane. It was super. I mean, I seen one of the memes that was on the Facebook that said, if this doesn't prove that kindergarten teachers need to be paid more, I don't know which will. It was so true. That was a kindergarten class. That's all that was. That was a kindergarten teacher going with two little boys backwards and forwards. Seriously. But the reason why I brought that one up, because of course tomorrow, and here at Candy Convos, we know the importance of voting, and we gonna get out and vote, and we hope you get out and vote. Go ahead and register to vote. Tell somebody to go vote. Like I said, we in this world, but we of this world. You never know what God wanna do with voting. You may end up seeing somebody who have anxiety at a voting poll and end up praying with them. So that's how God can use us in this world with certain situations. Same thing with protests. So we supposed to still participate, but realize at the same time that all these things are supposed to happen. But with that being said, they do have the vice president presidential debate coming up. Senator Kamala Harris and Vice President Mike Pence. What's your thoughts on it, Licio? Are you going to watch it tomorrow, or are you going to watch it afterwards, like, or what you're looking for?
I'm probably just going to check out the highlights, because tomorrow I have my son, and I dedicate my whole day to him.
TJ, that's young KS the legend. And you anything you're going to be looking for in the highlights? Or at this point, you like it is what it is?
Hopefully a more respectable conversation between both runner-ups, because Yeah. Trump and Biden, I don't ever want to see that again. That was very unprofessional in my opinion.
Right.
That's true. Now, I got to give Biden a little bit, you know, because at first he was just trying to be the adult, but after a while, it's kind of like somebody keep on, like, you know how they take your hand and they like, what? Stop hitting yourself. Stop hitting yourself. Stop hitting yourself.
Right.
After a while, you're like, man, forget this. You know, it's like somebody who at your job who just keep on trying to walk over you because you're a Christian.
Yeah.
And then you're like, look, man, I ain't always been saved. I'm saved, but I got hands. Them hands 3:16. Go look it up. It's in the Bible. But, I mean, that's basically what happened. But, Tavi, what you looking for the vice president? Are you going to watch it? What's good?
Well, I know I have to work tomorrow, but I'm going to try to catch up with it. And I just pray to God that they have, just sit down and, just really talk it out and hear each other out and, not that jibber-jabber or trying to, bite each other necks off. So I don't like seeing that because it's just rude. It's really rude, and it's so immature to me. And they just got to mature more. And while going for all these subjects and topics that they're talking about, so people can understand them, because all of that, the extra stuff, it just takes away from what they're really there for. What's the importance of this debate? And so, it takes away from all of that.
Yeah. As far as my take, fortunately, I will be off around that time tomorrow. So I'm gonna go ahead and check it out. I do think this one will be a little bit better because just the dynamic that it's younger people, first off. and it's Mike Pence is not Trump. I don't too much care for him, but he's not Trump. I don't too much care for Senator Kamala Harris either. I'm pretty sure she's I just don't like rich establishment people. Like, I don't think they, it's all a game to them, man. People's lives are not a game. I will say this, Tay and Lisa, my sister is a lawyer and Kamala Harris is a lawyer and she's pretty good. And I watched my sister chew somebody out in court. Like, you know how a lawyer really gets you going and get you stumbling on your words and stuff like that? Yeah, I seen my sister do that. So I love to see when lawyers do that. So I think that's what's going to happen with Mike Pence. So I'm pretty looking forward to it. Because I love when people be lying and you be calling your lie and you're just like,
Right.
Like, come on, man. Spit the truth out. So I'm looking forward to tomorrow. But I just want to share one more thing for y'all. Deuteronomy chapter 1 and 13, it talks about where Moses tell the people to choose their leader and who are well-respected with wisdom and understanding. So literally, we need to – the Bible is telling us to choose the most ethical person, the most ethical person. Mm-hmm. So, but regardless, so look, that's why it's important to vote, because God told the children of Israel to vote. So, and that's where it all started. So go ahead, cast your vote, and vote for ethical and morals, and then leave it in God's hands, because no matter what's the result, we in God's hands. So we're going to be taken care of regardless, whether it's another 4 years of Trump, God forbid, or, another 4 years of Biden. Okay. So, look, man, it's been awesome, y'all. It's been awesome. And candid combos is kind of food for your soul. Y'all agree?
Yeah.
It builds you up. You get to talk trash with your friend. And so we're going to be on same time next week. We hope y'all join us and talk combos. And look, this is just the beginning, man. We might let y'all in on some of the combos, talk some trash with us. And look, this is a open forum. And like I said, you might clutch your pearls, but you're gonna get something from it, and you're gonna laugh, and you're gonna enjoy it. So until next week, man. Hey, Tay, you want to say anything before we're done?
You wanted me to close out?
No, you won't say anything before we're done.
Okay. Yeah, just everyone out there, just have a very blessed day. Just be safe out there. And just remember to, you know, have your mask on. Just, you know, look out for your surroundings and so. Okay, and, you know, just continue to pray more and pray for Trump and Biden and, you know, pray that everything just goes in the right direction. And I'm sure that God would, you know, he's going to work that out for us. Okay.
Yep. So, last word.
He's going to work it out.
I just want to say thank you for everybody that will listen to the rebroadcast. Like Marty said, we will be back next Tuesday, same time, same place. Definitely chime in if you have any feedback you want to give. Just register to vote. Make sure that you go vote at the right polling place. And then don't just vote for the president or in the presidential election. Vote for your civil. Vote for your city. Vote for your state. Because it trickles down the pipeline. And it starts with the president, but the real power is in the community. So definitely get out, register to vote, and tune in next week for some new topics, new laughs, and maybe some new instrumentals. Never know what we got up our sleeve right here at Candy Combos.
Exactly. So,
yes.
Hey, until next time, this Marty the Greatest, KV, Licio, look, and look at this. Pray, hustle, and always have Candy Combos. We out.
Hey, man, you guys have a blessed night. Have a blessed week. And mask
Amen.
Up like they said. We'll see you guys next week. Keep hustling. Woo!